From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nora Ferris. Government ethics reform is now the law in Missouri after 106 new state laws passed earlier this year took effect yesterday. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin explains the implications of some of Missouri's newly enacted laws.
Former lawmakers and statewide elected officials who want to become lobbyists now have to wait at least 6 months before getting started. Earlier proposals would have created 1 and 2 year waiting periods, but those versions went nowhere. The other two ethics laws require ex-lawmakers to dissolve their campaign committees before becoming lobbyists and bar current and House Senate members and statewide office holders from hiring each other as political consultants. Other new laws include giving the Missouri Gaming Commission authority to license daily sports fantasy websites, allowing some cities and towns to merge, and making it easier for adopted persons to get a copy of their original birth certificates. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
A significantly smaller student body will begin its second week of classes at the University of Missouri today, but other colleges across the state reported increases in their student enrollment for fall 2016. The incoming MU freshman class for this academic year shrank by almost one quarter from last year. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports several universities claiming increases in their fall enrollment from previous years, including Missouri State University, UMKC, Southeast Missouri State, and Missouri Southern State University. A new Missouri law increasing access to naloxone, an antidote for opioid overdose, could be a lifesaver if regulators and pharmacists can implement it quickly. St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips explains how Missouri pharmacies will adapt to the law.
The legislation allows members of the public to purchase the overdose antidote naloxone at Missouri pharmacies without a prescription. But Missouri Pharmacy Association CEO Ron Fitzwater says it will likely be 3 to 6 months before the state pharmacy board is able to issue rules based on the law. After that, pharmacies will have to follow those rules, which could include training requirements.
Most pharmacies have it in stock, and as long as they have a valid prescription, will continue to dispense it. This will just broaden once it's fully implemented who they can dispense it to.
In addition to allowing people to skip a trip to the doctor, the new law lets family and friends have the antidote instead of limiting prescriptions to the person at risk of overdosing. I'm Camille Phillips.
Republican candidate for Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley will forfeit his tenure as an MU law professor if he wins the November 8th election. Following his August 2nd primary win over Kurt Schaefer, Hawley requested an extension of his leave from the university. MU Interim Chancellor Hank Foley outlined expectations for Hawley in an email, saying the professor would be expected to return to work November 9th if he loses the election. However, if Hawley wins, he will be expected to transition into his position as Attorney General and forfeit the tenure promised to him upon his return to MU. I'm Nora Ferris, KBIA News, Columbia.